79 Bridge Street Realty LLC is going before the Great Barrington Select Board December 16th to detail updated plans for the Searle School. Completed in 1898, the school closed about 10 years ago because of regional consolidation. It is owned by Jane Iredell's family, whose cosmetic headquarters sits next to the property in another former school. Now the Mejia family, who have a string of hotels in the Berkshires, want to build a $25 million upscale boutique 95-room hotel called the Berkshire. Dave Carpenter is the director of administration for the Mejia family hospitality interests.
So it will have a restaurant. It will have a pool and fitness center. It has corporate meeting space. And it's a full-service hotel, not a limited service. That is, it has a bellman. It has a gift shop. And I think very uniquely, it has a library that is going to feature the books and artifacts on the history of the Housatonic River. I think that's a neat little feature because, as you may know, the Riverwalk actually starts right at the Searle's location.
The developers are updating their plans after Great Barrington's town council said some of the school has to be saved. The opinion came because a town bylaw prohibits construction of hotels with more than 45 rooms unless the project involves reuse of a historic structure. The developers worked with the Historical Commission to have the Searle's school so designated. Confident reuse is realistic. Bobby Houston is part of a group committed to saving the school.
What was baffling right from the start was that the Mejia group and Jane Iredell had the building brought in front of the Historic Commission to be certified as a historic building. And then in the very next sentence, basically, they said, oh, P.S., we're going to knock it down. So it was crazy-making right from the start. The proposal just didn't make sense.
A website and Facebook page garnering more than 1,000 likes have served as message boards for like-minded people. Houston, an Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and self-proclaimed small fry developer, says he has offered the Iredell family $500,000 for the school with the primary goal of saving it.
There's so many incredible examples of schools and public buildings that have been repurposed. And the needs of the town, you know, will make themselves felt. There is a need for more density downtown. I personally think that locals bring more vitality and more real business to a downtown.
Houston, who is redeveloping greenhouses near the school, says the Iredell family has asked him to wait and see what comes of the Mejia's plans since they have agreed to a contract for the site. Carpenter says a project of this financial size requires 95 rooms to be profitable. He says the hotel will employ about 30 people, generate more than $450,000 in annual taxes, and be a shot in the arm for downtown.
It'll have the kind of impact that the Red Lion Inn has in downtown Stockbridge.
Responding to some opponents' claims, Carpenter says there has been no end run regarding the school's historical designation.
Everything has been done according to town bylaws. The Historical Commission was well aware through their chairman of what our plans was.
The town's Historical Commission is recommending preservation of the school's key architectural features. Beth Carlson lives in Stockbridge but works in Great Barrington. She's heavily involved in the Save the School effort and says there are those in town who don't want a 95-room hotel.
I was actually considering looking at properties in Great Barrington and wanting to move to the neighborhood that would be most affected by this hotel. And when I heard about this project, I was like, well, I don't want to live near that project, nor do I think I want to live in a town where this could happen.
Carpenter says whether the project goes forward lies with the select board. The developers will detail how they plan to reuse portions of the school at the December 16th meeting. They will also answer site-specific questions at a planning board meeting Thursday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.